Today is Tuesday, April 16th. Good morning and welcome to Daylight, a podcast from CFO North America. As you listen today, allow the Holy Spirit to plant words of eternal truth deep within you. Just as God's mercy is new every morning, His words bring light into our valleys, lifting our thoughts to trust Him for another day, keeping us safe in His love. Father God, will you transform our hearts so we respond to others in love with your love? May this time with you right now heal what is broken and strengthen us where we are still weak. We believe it to be so. We believe you love us and are with us, always.
The theme for today's meditation is the God life, based on selected verses from Proverbs chapters 11 and 28, Psalms 27 and 37, and Galatians chapter 5. We don't often think of God being in a position of validating us, yet that's just what He desires to do. God's way of living is one of having a tender heart toward those less fortunate, and compassion for those who are lonely and forgotten. God doesn't ask for rule keepers. Instead, He looks for those who know love restores hope, covers shame, and heals broken hearts. A tender-hearted person lives a blessed life. A hard-hearted person lives a hard life. A tender-hearted person lives a blessed life. A hard-hearted person lives a hard life. I'm asking God for one thing, only one thing, to live with Him in His house my whole life long. I'm asking God for one thing, only one thing, to live with Him in His house my whole life long. I'll contemplate His beauty. I'll study at His feet. I'll contemplate His beauty. I'll study at His feet. Open up before God, keeping nothing back. He'll do whatever needs to be done. Open up before God, keeping nothing back. He'll do whatever needs to be done. He'll validate your life in the clear light of day and stamp you with approval at high noon. He'll validate your life in the clear light of day and stamp you with approval at high noon. But what happens when we live God's way? He brings gifts into our lives. But what happens when we live God's way? He brings gifts into our lives. Much the same way that fruit appears in an orchard. Things like affection for others, exuberance about life, serenity. Much the same way that fruit appears in an orchard. Things like affection for others, exuberance about life, serenity. We develop a willingness to stick with things, a sense of compassion in the heart. We develop a willingness to stick with things, a sense of compassion in the heart. A conviction that a basic holiness permeates things and people. A conviction that a basic holiness permeates things and people. we find ourselves involved in loyal commitments, not needing to force our way in life, able to marshal and direct our energies wisely. We find ourselves involved in loyal commitments, not needing to force our way in life, able to marshal and direct our energies wisely. A good life is a fruit-bearing tree. A violent life destroys souls. A good life is a fruit-bearing tree. A violent life destroys souls.
God's love for us is higher, deeper, and wider than we can imagine. It repairs, restores, revives, and renews our hearts and minds continually. Jesus, regenerate life within us so we walk in this newness, being love where there is none. Give us the strength to do what you have called us to do. Thank you for listening and praying with us. We look forward to being with you again tomorrow.